Skeptic Patterson in denial. Former Environment Secretary, Owen Patterson MP, has called for the scrapping of the 2008 Climate Change Act, which seeks an 80% cut in 1990 greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. Such cuts are deemed necessary by environmental scientists in order to avoid irreversible global warming and catastrophic climate change. Patterson announced this policy last week when addressing a right-wing climate change deniers think tank forum run by former Tory Chancellor Nigel Lawson. Echoing the shale gas and nuclear energy lobbyists' arguments, Patterson said the 2050 targets will not reduce emissions and will fail to keep the lights on. He went on to say that the cost of using renewables will also be prohibitively expensive, and, anyway, global warming has been wildly exaggerated. Firstly, the atmosphere has warmed by 0.5% since 1990 and air temperatures are expected to rise quickly again, when natural cycles that are currently pushing heat into the deep oceans reverse. Secondly, any possible power outages will be due, not to switching to underinvested renewable technologies, but from a gross lack of investment in power generation infrastructure by the private profit energy companies. Moreover, the financial cost of not tackling climate change will dwarf the cost of investment in new green technologies. Patterson also sidesteps the fact that shale gas extraction is environmentally damaging, as is the privately owned, but heavily state-subsidized nuclear power industry. Patterson's charge that the 2008 Act is an unworkable and damaging piece of bureaucracy is disingenuous. In reality, the 2008 Act is a weak law that doesn't meaningfully address the threats to future energy production and to the environment, which are the result of the continuation of the capitalist profit system.